Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, got it. We had to have a little bit of Grinch in there somewhere, folks. No offense, Andrew. We're not aiming this at you. Welcome back, folks. It's 7 till the hour. We're wrapping up our 21st Christmas Day show. Live Christmas Day show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. And I haven't even said my website all day long. That's what tells you what kind of mood we're in today. Andrew's our guest. He's been our guest on Christmas Day. He's one of our two Jewish people who joined me on Christmas Day, which we like to do. And Andrew's an attorney with Seyfarth Shaw, and he's the author of many books, including The Crisis of Disengagement, How Apathy, Complacency, and Selfishness Are Destroying Today's Workplace, which is an outstanding. Have we talked about that on the show yet?
It's been a while. We come back to that one.
Go over that again. So, Andrew, we're talking about trying to get our country back to where we can function, where we can actually disagree on the basics. I mean, disagree on some of the elements of what we're working on, but to have one final thing about what's important to all of us. And I'll tell you, some of the folks out there, what they think is important doesn't work, Andrew. It doesn't work. It doesn't have a job. It doesn't. It's been tried. We've seen the movies in Greece and other places. They don't work.
I mean, one, just from the last segment, one really interesting data point I heard the other day. Under the Obama administration, you had incredibly high approval ratings of the man and mm-hmm. not so high approval ratings of the issues. Mm-hmm. And under this president, you have incredibly high approval ratings of the policies and the mm-hmm. issues and not so high of the man. I mean, can't we get it right? Like, we need to get a president back, you know, like a Reagan that is incredibly well-liked as a human being, but also whose policies and issues are well-liked. And mm-hmm. we deserve that. We are a country that deserves that level of leadership. We have 330 million people to choose from, and there's got to be someone out there we can agree that we like as a human, and that we can agree for the most part.
Would the two parties even allow that person to manifest?
I don't
know. That's the thing.
I don't know. Yeah, I hope so.
That's the hard part. I agree with you. Andrew, before we wrap up, I want to get your thoughts on 2018.
I'm bullish, Jim. I'm bullish on 2018. I think that some of the policies of this president in tax reform, regulatory reform, will continue. I think that the stock market appears, you know, it's not going to go up 10% a day or anything, but it appears to be strong. You and I agree on this. I'd like to see more of the Wall Street gain trickle down to Main Street. I think some of the exciting technologies around automation and robotics, driverless vehicles, blockchain, will continue to power innovation.
Do you think the new tax reform bill will cause corporate America to invest on Main Street?
Indirectly, you're already seeing a couple of announcements, AT&T and others announcing higher
bonuses. Isn't that a lot of people? I mean, not that those people can't use the money, but corporate America has been awash in cash for a long time. Why haven't they already done some of this?
Well, I think, of course, some of it's year-end public relations moves. But remember, you know, better that than the opposite. I mean, stock buybacks certainly aren't going to help move the needle on Main Street. So
no, that's right.
You know, I think they were waiting for a reason to let some of that cash go. They got one, and now a chance to put a little extra money in everybody's pocket.
When you say indirectly, do you mean the fact that we're more competitive overseas will help them do more business and hopefully maybe leave some of the factories here in America or bring them back to America, that kind of thing?
We have two issues there. You have the cash stockpiles that are accumulating, but you also have, which is a complex issue probably for another show, on the tax penalty of bringing some of that cash back into the United States.
That's going to go away with the new bill.
Yeah, and so that's the hope, is that you'll see both direct and indirect trickle-down mm-hmm. effect on middle America and on the average American worker. Will it work? You know, we'll talk about it Christmas of 18.
Right. And what are you seeing in the election? You think the Democrats, you think the Republicans can hold the House and the Senate?
Well, I think you got Alabama, you got Virginia, you got New Jersey. I mean, there is a turning of the tide,
neither one of those, I don't think
No, they're unique situations, mm-hmm. but you know, the Democrats, to really get a huge victory in 2018, have to have an issue beyond attack Trump.
Exactly.
And attack Trump has worked so far for them, but I don't think it's going to work on a national election.
I don't think it didn't work the last election. I don't think it'll work on this election. Hey, Andrew, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Jim.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, wishing you a very safe and happy Merry Christmas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.